The Antidote welcomes Amelia Wells for a talk. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, you're a special person, but you're also a special guest because at 13 years old, you're the youngest artist I've ever invited for a chat.
Wow, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You have to tell me, are you ever annoyed by people making a big deal about your age?
I mean, it happens a lot, but I always think of like that one verse in, I think it's 2 Timothy, it's like to not let anyone look down on you because you're young. I love it, but yeah, I get that a lot.
You can just tell people to shut up.
I don't think I've done that. But.
You got to take us back to your early days. When did you first get involved in music?
Oh my gosh. So my family, we've always been involved in music. My parents were musical too, especially my dad, from a really long time ago. My siblings and I do music together, as you know. But yeah, we do music together. So back then, like when I was 5, I think, all my siblings are older than me, so I'm the youngest. We were always singing ever since like we were born. We would love doing harmonies, and it just came naturally for us. But when I was 5, we started like performing and stuff, and my parents were all in for it. We made a YouTube channel, we started making covers, and me and my siblings even, we would perform like the national anthem every once in a while at like the stadium near us. But yeah, we would love to do that. So we've always been performers. Yeah, so we've been doing that for forever. We used to just like post covers on YouTube and they would like blow up. But yeah, and then in 2022, me and my siblings we released our first song. So that was fun, our first original song, because we had been doing covers, but we were also writing music on the side. So we were like, we might as well like post it because this could actually like become something. So my parents were all in for it. They were like definitely a huge part. They helped us with all of it. So we released our first song. We kept like writing more music and we had so much fun with it. Like literally all of us would write music.
I want you to take me back to these cover songs. Who were you covering?
We would cover, oh my gosh, like a bunch of different people. We've always loved doing worship. We loved doing Lauren Daigle. We did Feel It Still once, which we loved doing that like as a band. It was fun to put together. Yeah, we really just did a lot of different songs. I can't remember all of the artists, but yeah, we would love to do that. We always did that for a long time.
I would have thought you were going to say that music was something your parents forced you into, but it wasn't that case at all.
Not at all. No, we would do it all ourselves. And we were begging them for like a YouTube channel, like a long time ago when I was like really little. My older sister came up with the idea to make a YouTube channel and start doing covers. But yeah, we were not forced into it. It was definitely all us.
Why the big connection with worship music? You got to admit, most people your age, they'd rather be doing Taylor Swift than worship.
Definitely. I think that was just like our mission. Like from a young age, we always knew that we wanted to do that. Are like a very Christian family. So we grew up in church. So I feel like we really were called to do that. At first, we weren't doing all worship songs. It was kind of just, it was a lot of pop songs. But we also loved to do worship. So we always did that. And once our album came out, that wasn't a worship album.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think any of those songs were worship.
The first I heard of you was with the music, as you were saying, you were making with your siblings. And you guys were performing as Hope Lane.
Yeah.
So in 2024, I was sent the song Gratitude.
Really?
You know, which is funny because it's worshipful and it's pop at the same time, focusing on Christ. So really, that's the nutshell of what you're making for music.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Gratitude was really fun. I think after we did the original music, we started arranging covers for ourselves of those kind of songs. And we thought that it would just be really cool to like do a cover of it. So we released that. And then...
Who did that one originally?
Brandon Lake.
That's right. Because it's like, why do I know this and why do I not know it?
Yeah, I know. It got pretty, it blew up, definitely.
You gave your own flavor to it.
Yeah.
But I got to say, the Hope Lane song that really grabbed me was Wildflowers. And that one's aired on the Antidote before.
Oh.
But having a title like that has me thinking that you live in a rural area.
Not really. We're like right by the beach. So, yeah.
Aren't you spoiled?
Yeah, I know. We're definitely in a good spot.
So I've been wondering, how does faith and wildflowers connect?
For that song, I did not do most of it. It was mostly my older siblings, Asher and Aria. But I love that song so much. I mostly did like the harmonies and the violin. I think that one is just really like how much God loves us. And it was just like showing that.
So you got to tell us about the story about the big fight that you and your brothers and sisters had, how you refused to work together.
That never happened.
Okay, seriously, that didn't happen. But how different is it to be working on your own?
It's really different. And I do love working with my siblings. But I gotta say, I also love working on my own because I can like put my own stuff into it and like my personal like opinion into things without having to like work together. Like I love doing it, but I also love doing it on my own. It's really great. I love getting to add my own unique style into my songs because I'm really different from them. And like I play violin. They don't. But yeah, I loved like adding that. And I added violin to those songs, the band songs. But it's just like I had a different style than what we were doing with our band. So I loved getting to do that on my own.
Don't all of your siblings have their own music projects?
Yeah, they all do. Except, actually, yeah, we all do.
That's so cool. Well, it just allows your own personality to shine through.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I want to ask about a song that you brought out last year, Through the Move. It speaks about us experiencing change, but how Christ never does change. How do you personally handle change? Is it easy for you?
Change is never easy. I feel like no matter what, because you can get so used to things and then something will change and it'll be hard to like get through that. But I think that song was really just talking about like how no matter what, like God never changes. So he can always be our foundation. Like we don't have to hold on to the things of this world that change for us because nothing in this world lasts. But God always lasts and he never changes. So that's really just like what the song was about. And I loved getting to share that.
Something else you must have loved was that you had a big experience a couple of years ago. You performed on stage with Lindsey Stirling.
Yes.
She's the rock star of violinists.
She is. She's the best.
I got to hear the story. How did you ever get that to come about?
That was a crazy time because it was so unexpected. She like posted something on her Instagram. It was like a contest. Just like a little challenge. And like, I was expecting like her to not see mine, but we had to play like a part of one of her songs next to her. And there were so many, it didn't matter the instrument. It was just like, you just had to do that. So it didn't even matter if it was violin, but obviously I did violin and I wasn't even expecting to get anything back. And by the time that I did get something back, it was like, it was really late. So I was like, okay, like that's definitely not going to happen now. But then I got something back and I was like, I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, that's how it got started.
To actually perform with her on stage, was that intimidating?
At first it was like getting to Iowa and knowing that I was going to do that and then seeing the stage and everything and how many seats there were, I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? But once I got on stage with her, I was like, for some reason, it just felt natural. Like performing is pretty natural to me. So I don't really get that nervous. For that, I definitely was at first, but I got pretty used to it and it was so much fun.
So you do play a lot of shows?
I do. Yeah. I also, I mostly do stuff I've been doing a lot of stuff at church and I've been doing that for a while. Like my church is pretty big here in like South Florida, because that's like kind of the area I'm in. Yeah, my church is pretty big. So there are these events, like for especially Christmas. I've been playing that, the Christmas services for a couple years now. It's usually like 10 services. So that's really fun to get to do. Yeah, and it's like a big stage. And I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I always am like singing and stuff and helping out, serving at my church. But I also do some side stuff like and like downtown. Yeah, I do a lot of performing.
We should get into the latest from Amelia Wells, and it's the single that's titled New, which is kind of appropriate, right? Because it is new. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This one really shows off your skill on the violin.
Yeah.
And the sound of the song is huge. Is that why it's subtitled Cinematic?
Yes. So there are going to be two versions. The original one I had in mind was like kind of a stripped down version, because I kind of like to do that with my songs. I just like to have like the really worshipful sounds. But I knew that there weren't many like cinematic worship songs. So I was like, maybe that could be like a whole new genre. So I wanted to like explore that a little bit. So I got to do that with this song. And like really, especially it goes with my violin, because lately, I mean, I feel like there have been more violin worship songs, but there aren't like that many. Like it's mostly just like singing and guitar or singing and piano. So I loved adding like violin into that and making it like a little, made it more like special and unique, because I feel like it really like hits deeper sometimes, like especially as a worship song. So yeah, I loved getting to do that.
So if you could actually take that cinematic song and add it to a film, what would the movie be about?
Oh my gosh. I feel like the movie would be like getting through something hard. And like, I can definitely like see that. I could see the movie could be like getting through something hard and like being in a dark time, but also knowing that you're made new, that like God loves you no matter what. So yeah, I kind of see that. Yeah.
Here you are now. You've got all kinds of music experience. Do you think you'd want music to become a lifelong career? Or do you got something else in mind?
I definitely think like this has always been in my head, like for forever. I've always wanted to do music as a career. And I don't think that's ever going to change. I mean, it's whatever God has for me. But I really think that he placed these gifts in me so that I can share them into the world and be a light for him. So I really think that I am going to be doing music like for my entire life, because I think that's really like what's meant to be.
Then format wise, you would stay with just what you're doing right now.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely keep recording music, releasing, posting. Yeah, I think that's all like definitely a big part of my music career.
But of course, with a full orchestra behind you.
Yes, definitely. Especially for those cinematic songs.
That's it. You could just be the Christian version of Lindsey Stirling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amelia, this has been wonderful. Thanks so much for coming for a chat with The Antidote.
Yes, thank you for having me.